Welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast.
Hey friends, welcome to episode 72. Thank you for joining us. My name is Kenzie and I am joined by my beautiful co-host,
Madison, that's me,
who is going to tell us what to expect in this wonderful episode.
Yeah, so again, this is the second episode of our new format. Again, we're releasing twice per month, shorter episodes, a little different. We hope you like it. So this episode, part two for the month, will include a life in the lifestyle and then a go in deep segment. So for life in the lifestyle, we're going to talk about our 2026 swinger to-do list. Okay, not necessarily our to-do list, but like ideas for you to have a successful swinging year for 2026.
Yeah.
And then we'll take a little break and come back for going deep segment. And I'm going to share a sexy story. And if you listen to episode 71, I kind of alluded to it, but it does include a little snippet of my first DVP. So please stay tuned.
Fuck yeah. On the end, nobody cares about to-do lists now.
Fuck everything else. No, I'm just kidding. All right, let's get the going. Let's do our fireball shot.
Cheers.
Because that's not changing.
Hell no.
I did it all.
Oh shit, look at you.
Means I'm feeling good.
Yeah. All right.
So swinger to-do list or how to be successful for this coming year as a swinger, you put out an awesome poll on our socials.
Yes.
Share well, thank the you. Results.
Okay.
Please.
So basically, I was asking, like, what kind of most closely aligns with your goals for 2026 as far as the lifestyle is concerned? On both platforms, both X and Instagram, the winning answer was make new lifestyle friends. 35% of the vote on X, and that came in at 39% of the vote on Instagram. And then the second most chosen response was to fulfill a fantasy. So let's get out there and make some shit happen. Following behind that on both platforms was the idea of self-improvement. You can take that to mean whatever you want it to mean, because I think it has some different definitions for people. And then, I don't know, interestingly enough, perhaps, the fourth option was the least selected on both platforms, and that was going to like a new club or resort. That seems to be pretty low on people's list. So yeah, and again, you know, I can only share so many options to choose from, but thank you to everybody who participated, and I wish you all the best in getting out there and making new friends and fulfilling new fantasies, and hopefully this list will help you achieve those goals.
Love it. All right. So to make it fun, yes, we are making this a 26 item to-do list for the year 2026.
Uh-huh. We're so clever.
So I hope you take some inspo from this. So let's start it off. Number one, we recommend for swinger success this year to take some time to reflect on the past year, so 2025, by yourself. What experiences did you enjoy, not enjoy? Maybe assess why, what made it a good experience, or what made it a not so great experience, and then what expectations were met or not met over the last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some great advice.
Yeah, you guys should all definitely do that.
On your own. I don't know. I feel like personally I kind of do this on an ongoing basis.
Yeah, which is good.
I feel like after every experience, I try to reflect on the good, the bad, the ugly, mm-hmm. or not, and what made it that way. But if you have not done that after multiple experiences or a experience, take time to do so now. So number two on our list here kind of goes along with that. But Kenzie, you take it away.
Oh, okay. Take some time to reflect on the past year with your partner. Mm-hmm. So now that you've reflected by yourself and kind of determined kind of what works for you or doesn't work for you, what about considering as a part of a partnership? We've talked about this before, but think about what is your why for being in the lifestyle? What are you getting out of it as a couple make sure that that purpose is still being served. Mm-hmm. And if not, you might want to take some steps to make that happen.
Yeah, I feel like our advice to everyone is always communicate with your partner. So yeah. Perfect example of how to do so.
Exactly. All right. What else, Madison? Number three.
Number three, looking ahead. Consider what you've learned over the last year and what you will do, maybe do differently this year. How can you get more of the good stuff and less of the bad after you've done this assessment over the past year? What can you do differently to make things better or do differently to make things more positive? Do you feel like you're doing that or putting any of that into action with all your plans this year?
Yeah, no, I think that's kind of it for us for this year. I mean, Gary and I do love to like travel and have new experiences, even when it's just, you know, it's not always, you know, some big desire trip or something, although we do have one of those booked. But yeah, like if you happen to listen to episode 71 already, I gave a whole laundry list of stuff that we're going to go do in 2026. So yeah, so I think it like, those plans kind of reflect that enjoyment of going and doing new stuff with each other.
And yeah. I guess for Barry and I, considering what we've learned over the last year, I feel like our resolution or something is, or what we've learned is quality over quantity. Mm-hmm. With meeting people, instead of just, for us, it doesn't really work with making multiple like hot dates and because they usually don't work out. Like you said, you've been ghosted and things like that. That like that doesn't really pan out. But when you have a good connection with someone or people and just trying to take advantage of that and grow and flourish in that atmosphere, I feel like we've evolved a lot more and learned more about ourselves in that experience. So taking advantage of those really good connections versus trying to do everything all at once in the next year.
Yeah. Number four on the list. Review and possibly edit your online profiles. If you're on, you know, various sites or apps or whatever it is, take a minute to look over that stuff. Have your preferences changed? Do you need to update what it is that you're looking for? My pet peeve with SLS, swinglifestyle.com, it doesn't automatically update your age.
Oh, I forgot about
that. You have to fucking go in and change your age every year. I'm probably like 22. Yeah, you know. Well, it's fine. You can pull it off.
Just kidding.
But yeah, so whatever it is that you're using, I think, you know, the new year is a good time to maybe just at least give that a quick once over. Yeah. Make sure that things are still accurate. You could consider adding the actual year 2026 somewhere in there so people know that this is actual recent information. So you can add something in there, you know, to let them know that this is updated and fresh and new. So something to think about just to make yourself as appealing as possible, maybe.
Love that. And thank you for the reminder. And going along.
Go update your age.
Going along with that, though, it's number five on our notes here, just so we stay in order. But taking new photos, maybe some fresh photos of you and your partner. Both of you. Because typically it's usually just the female if it's a couple's profile. We get that a lot, actually. We need more photos of Barry on our profile. So maybe we'll work on that this year.
Barry's so pretty. He should have some photos.
But I will say, like with SLS, though, it's kind of annoying sometimes to get the right format of the photo. Because if you just transfer it from your phone, it's a JPEG and this and that and blah, blah, blah. So it takes some time. But yes, take time to do that because it will make a difference when you meet people in person.
Yeah. And then number six on our list, in no particular order, I have chatted about this in the last few minutes. Get something on the calendar. Plan something fun, or maybe several things if you're able to do that. Whatever it is that is that makes sense for you and your partner. Obviously, not everybody can pick up and go to a resort or, you know, whisk away for the weekend or, you know, obviously people have life and priorities and obligations. But to the best of your ability, make a plan to attend a new lifestyle event. And I think it's important to do research on the party or event or resort that you are considering to make sure it's going to be your speed and it's going to fit what you're looking for. Again, last episode, I just talked about how Gary and I prefer desire over temptation, but that doesn't make temptation bad in any way, shape, or form. It's just a matter of what you're looking for and what fits your vibe and where you're going to find your people. So you just want to make sure that you're doing a little bit of research to find the right fit for you. So whatever it is, whether it's something local, just checking out a new club for the first time, if you're able to splurge and go to some big fancy fun resort, make it happen, whatever it is. And if you're able, put yourself in Miami with us in May 2026 for Memorial Day weekend, and we would love to meet you there.
Yeah, we'll all be together for the Libertine event, so I'm excited about that. Another idea is a reminder that the new year really is a great time for STI testing. It's important to stay safe, not only in the new year, obviously, but all year round. Stay safe, stay healthy for yourself, for all of your partners. We are actually partnered with shamelesscare.com via this podcast. They offer STI testing, medications, arousal cream, general information. They have a podcast. They have a wealth of information on their website, shamelesscare.com. And if you're interested, they do at-home STI testing kits that they will ship to you. If you'd like to use code FWAT, you will save a little bit of money on your next order. Highly recommend. Yeah. I just did that a couple months ago before our trip down to Temptation, and super easy. Got the results about like a week and a half later. So yeah. Highly recommend. Take care of yourself and your partners.
Yeah. So along that lines, number 8 on our list of 26 things for 2026, prioritize your physical health, whatever that means. I'm not saying you have to go lose 20 pounds and
get a six pack.
I don't know. Like, yeah, like that's not the message at all. But make sure you're taking care of yourself, whatever that is. Just move a little bit. Find what works for you. Try to eat a little less cheese. I might be speaking to myself right now. Like I've had
We just had cheese fondue for dinner.
Yes.
Do something that makes you feel good and maybe even gives you some stamina in the bedroom to go a couple rounds.
Sure.
Hey.
Yeah.
And I will also say prioritizing your mental health as another point on our list here.
Yeah.
I personally recently, I do this a lot, but I self-sabotaged a little bit and had self-doubts. I know that's not necessarily extreme mental health issues, but have a great thing going. I start to doubt little things. I question it. I spiral. Absolutely nothing to solidify those feelings. It just comes in my brain and it comes and it passes and you're fine. But talk about these things. Talk about it with the person that you're with or somebody else, a therapist or something. And it's important to get it out there, get through it. And then I promise you'll have better experiences in the future, but we all have it. Even over 15 years in the lifestyle, I still have insecurities and things to work through. So you're not alone. It's important to prioritize that.
Absolutely. Next on the list, shifting gears a little bit, reconnect with old friends or missed connections. Like, I just feel that the new year is a great sort of excuse, if you want to call it that, to reach out and like say hi to somebody that maybe you kind of lost touch with. Maybe you were chatting with somebody on one of the sites or the apps or something, and it just kind of fizzled or whatever. Like, what the hell do you have to lose? Reach out. Hey, happy new year. How have things been? Happy to reconnect. What, I don't know, whatever you want to say, but that might be a good way to sort of rekindle something that you were sort of working on that didn't quite go where you were hoping.
Good idea. And on the flip side, maybe let go of any connections that are not going anywhere or not serving you, because life is fucking short. And why waste time on things that aren't, or people who aren't aligning with your values for the next year, or trying to make plans that's not going anywhere? Cut your freaking losses, start fresh, delete those chats, move on, and I don't know, try for something new.
Absolutely. And I have done this. I'm freaking still on field, even though I've complained about it over the years. But I just recently did that as well. Like, people that haven't responded to me after I reached out a couple times, I've just deleted those chats. Like, why are they sitting there? You know what I mean? Like, just move on. It's okay. Yeah. So with that, next on the list, be proactive with making new connections on whatever apps or sites you're using. My challenge to you after you're done listening to this amazing podcast episode: go send 5 new messages, even if they're super random. Just like, practice makes perfect. Get out there, throw out a few hellos. Who knows? Maybe something amazing will come of it. You just never know. But get out there, be proactive with it.
I will try. Thank you for that. Next advice would be auditing your apps. So I feel like people ask us a lot of time, I live here, what app should I use? SLS, Cassidy, SDC, the list goes on. I think you can find some of this information via like a Google search, maybe, for like what's geographical areas. But maybe just try a new app if you're not being successful. Maybe delete the one that you're on. If you're not finding what you're looking for, with what you're currently doing. Let's just start fresh this new year. Try something new. Like we said, a lot of the lifestyle apps are geographical. So if you're not getting anywhere with SLS and you're, I don't know, in like California or something, try something else. I don't know, Cassidy or something.
Exactly. So now we've given you all this advice and tips about updating your profile and connections and let go of people on the apps and use the apps and whatever. Move off the apps is my next piece of advice for you. They're only going to get you so far. I think they're a great starting point, but every once in a while, you got to get off the apps and sites and meet people in real life. There's just no other way around it. If you want to have actual sex with somebody, you need to be in person. I don't know how else to do that. Obviously, you want to kind of feel people out on the apps and sites, make sure that there's, you know, you're feeling good about it and there seems to be a match. But at some point, you're going to have to actually meet up in person, go to an event and meet people there. Don't get stuck in just like an endless chat on a site. You're going to have to get in real life at some point.
And I think what the next advice would be something that was on the poll that was popular, exploring a new fantasy or creating a new fantasy. Maybe make a bucket list or a fuck it list for this year. And what is something that you've always wanted to try? Maybe you've fantasized about. Why not just go for it? Try to find those people to make it happen. Mm-hmm. That's the advice.
Do it. Do it. And going along with that, be confident. Madison was very vulnerable with us and shared how she kind of gets in her head. And I mean, I do it too, but don't self-sabotage with negative thoughts like we have talked about doing before. Make 2026 a positive year. So identify maybe those fuck it list items and fucking go for it. Be confident. Ask for what you want. Mm-hmm. You've got nothing to lose.
Yes. Yes. Freaking learning this. I love that. Oh. Anyway. All right. Next would be identifying what has been a roadblock or a barrier to your swinging success in the past. And let's try to work on that. Whether it's going off of the last advice, your confidence, maybe your anxiety, maybe your fitness, money, because it costs money to go to these parties and be members of things. Or is it just access to swingers in your area? Do you not have the time? I don't know. Let's figure out what these roadblocks are and how can we adapt to have a better, successful swinging experience? That was a lot of topics under one thing that you could work on. But I feel like once you identify that barrier, it's easier to break it down to see what you can adjust to make it more successful.
Yeah. And maybe you can't magically solve whatever it is, but there are some, when you break it down, some small things you can adjust to make it a little better. Or, I want to be realistic with what we're saying here, but you at least have to know what's in the way before you're going to be able to do anything about it anyway. So shifting gears a little bit, number 18, one for the fellas who are listening, work on your erection. If you have not been in a situation where you've had to use condoms in a while, practice a little. Practice putting the condom on. Maybe masturbate with a condom on so you can sort of reacclimate to what that all feels like before you go have sex with somebody with a condom on. Explore ED meds. Plug Shameless Care, our good friends, shamelesscare.com. They have amazing products. But whatever it is, if you're not used to being in a sexual environment with a condom on, take a minute to get used to that feeling again, maybe. Because you're probably going to come across that in the lifestyle. And I feel like that can sometimes cause, I don't know, a little anxiety or concern in situations like that. So maybe just practice makes perfect. You might just want to get familiar with those sensations again.
Yeah. And stay hydrated when you're fucking so you can go a little longer. Maybe work on edging yourself a little bit. There's seriously medications that will help not only keep you hard, but last you longer. So highly recommend. Ooh. Next advice, number 18, would be figuring out the female pleasure. Oh, I feel like I'm on the cusp of this. I've had a breakthrough recently with like understanding my body for some reason. Figuring out as a female, like, what do you need to do to reach an orgasm? How are you going to get there? What position, what pressure, what toy or hand, like whatever, what body part do you need? Do you need medication like our friend Shivers? Just plain old Shivers or the libido gummies that they have to kind of work you up a little bit more, help with your wetness down there? Or Shameless Care has arousal cream too. Yes. There's so many options these days, thankfully. But yeah, I feel like as a female, I would recommend trying masturbating a little bit more with your own toys and getting to understand your body and what works. And that's just my advice. I guess I've been masturbating a lot.
Let's go masturbate right now.
We don't have time for this right now.
No, but I agree with that. Just maybe a quick addition to that. I feel like it's counterintuitive. I feel like I have masturbated more since I've been in the lifestyle than I did before.
Oh my God, 100%.
Okay, so it's not weird, but it seems counterintuitive. Like I'm having more sex with more people, but I still...
You're more turned on. And yeah. Like, yeah.
But it does. It helps you understand better what you like, and you can then translate that into play sessions. So go touch yourself right now if you haven't in a while. Okay. Number 20 of 26 things to do to make 2026 your best swinging year ever. Ask for what you want both in and out of the bedroom. And I acknowledge this is something I think I have and probably still do struggle with, to really like verbalize and vocalize what it is that I want. So maybe that could be one of my swinger resolutions, is to just say the words like, fuck me harder.
Yeah.
I don't know. I usually don't really want that, but that was a bad example. But whatever it is for you, ask for it. Mm. The worst that's going to happen is maybe that particular play partner might say, I'm not comfortable with that, or I don't know how to do that. And that's okay, but maybe the next play partner will.
And going off of that, number 21 would be evaluating your rules or your boundaries by yourself and with your partner. Do you need to add anything, get rid of some rules? Because I think we've both definitely grown. I used to be the whole no making out or no kissing people. Mm. God knows that's out the door. So you evolve over the years. Yeah, it's important to reassess every year. Mm-hmm. Barry and I have, I never thought I'd full swap, we do that. I never thought I'd do separate play, we do that. I never thought I'd do DVP, I do that. I never thought I'd eat ass, I do that. Like, you need to re-fucking evaluate.
Madison is all over the place.
Just a
Madison
few.
Madison does it all.
Examples. But maybe you need to add some things in too. I recently learned, something came up recently actually. I'm not going to go into specifics, but someone had asked for something and then I heard it and I was like, I'm actually not okay with that. And it was fine.
Yeah.
Like,
it's okay.
Didn't make the situation weird. Nothing happened. We talked about it later and it doesn't fucking matter. It's absolutely fine. So yeah, don't make it a big deal. If you're not okay with it, give a little nudge to your partner.
No, thank you.
Yeah. All good.
Oh. Okay,
we're almost there.
Okay, we're almost there. Wait, all right. 22. Dedicate time and energy in your life for swinging. So I recognize that swinging is not normally the priority for every couple. Perhaps nor should it be. But
true.
You do need to put some effort and time into that endeavor or hobby or lifestyle or whatever you want to call it to be successful. You can't just walk down the road to your local bar on a Tuesday night and think you're going to meet amazing swingers. That's probably not going to happen. Like, you need to put some work in. So think about, when are you going to make time, maybe both together and separately, to like talk to each other about these lifestyle things. Like, we are giving you this whole list of like, talk about this, think about this, blah, blah, blah. Like, you got to make some time for that. When are you going to get on the apps? When are you going to chat with people? How do you want to work that? Are you going to attend these different events? Like, checking your calendars, whatever it is.
Planning ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. It can be easy to kind of fall into maybe just one person is trying to manage all of this stuff and the other one is just along for the ride. But I think you'll find more success if it's a more kind of equal effort. Yeah. If you're both chatting with people and you're both talking about things and like, what is interesting to you about this?
Read the messages together.
Yeah,
I'd so agree.
That kind of stuff. Yep. Yeah. Yep, so, it's going to take some time and energy to kind of make things work. So you need to budget for that.
All right. Are you still there? Are you still listening? We're up to number 23. Promise we're getting through this. All right, number 23 is fun. It's thinking about upgrading your toy bag or your hoe bag, and maybe even your play space if you have that at home.
Yeah.
not only just your toy and the things that you're using, but maybe the mood lighting. Like, we just got that new projector for the ceiling. Maybe your sex playlist. I have been loving this Earned It by the Weeknd playlist.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of options out there. I'm sure if you wanted to reach out to us, we could give you some ideas, too, for sexy playlists. But the mood lighting, waterproof blanket not long ago was, or maybe a year ago, was something Barry and I had gotten. Mm-hmm. New fun toys. We've talked about like vampire gloves with the little spikes on them. Yeah. Maybe a new vibrator, new butt plug, new flogger, freaking anything.
Yeah.
Something new. I talked about the Tremor or the Sibian electric play. Oh my God. It goes on and on and on. But yeah. Like something new that you haven't added into the mix before or to your hoe bag. Why fucking not?
Yeah.
There's space for it. There's space for anything in the lifestyle.
And on a practical note, again, I feel like the new year is just a good time. Throw away expired condoms. Put some new ones in there. If you have some janky old, like there's 2 drops of lube left in the bottle, fucking throw it away. Put a new bottle in your hoe
and
bag.
And wipes too, like cleansing wipes and stuff.
Like
they
all
dry
that
out.
Shit. Like fucking get some fresh shit in your hoe bag and let's go. Number 24 of the list of 26 things to do to have an amazing swinging year. Deconstruct the swinger script. So many of us seasoned swingers have a somewhat predictable pattern. We meet somebody for drinks. There's, you know, the how did you get in the lifestyle? How long have you been in the lifestyle? What do you do? What do you not do? Bah, bah, bah. And then somehow there's sex. It's magical. But if that doesn't work for you, it's not always magical. I lied. But if that doesn't work for you, break that script in 2026. There are a number of different things that you can do. If you are a really active couple and you meet an equally active couple, maybe you're better off going on a hike rather than meeting at a bar for a drink. Go to a museum or an art gallery in your town. Like, do something new and different. It doesn't always have to be just this, like dinner, drinks, go to a hotel room. Nothing wrong with that. That's fun too. But if that doesn't really work for you, if you're doing dry January, God bless your soul, you don't want to meet at a bar, like go do something different. See how your energies mesh with that couple outside of a sexual context. So Gary and I were in Nashville a little bit ago and we had met up with a couple couples actually. We kind of put it out there and she told us that she really appreciated kind of being able to meet people in like a vanilla-ish context. We all knew that we were swingers, but we were meeting at just a vanilla bar, which kind of, I think, lessened some like expectations or pressure in her mind. And she really appreciated that. So if you have only ever gone to clubs where it's like a more, well, we're here at a club and we're going to fuck and dance and party, try something different, like get out of that and do something different. That's another idea for 2026.
Next would be 25 would be, all right, so maybe you're doing the thing you usually do or you're trying something new and it's not going well. Why not perfect the art of leaving early? The Irish exit or just getting out comfortably. Like if the vibe's off, you're not getting anywhere, you're not having connections, feel like you're wasting your time or something. You don't just need to stay to be polite or to make other people happy.
Yeah.
You can leave. Protect yourself, your peace, your health, your happiness. Like, you're not there to always please other people. If you're not having a great time, not making a connection, excuse yourself or just freaking leave. Go to the bathroom and then leave the facility. But I don't know. I feel like in the past, Barry and I have definitely stayed just to talk to more people because we feel bad. We don't want to end the conversation. I mean, don't need to be rude about it, but screw it. Like, if it's not going anywhere.
Right.
Like, why waste your time?
Yeah,
what's
exactly.
What's the point of that?
Yeah, and I think Gary and I have been guilty of that as well. Like, we stayed longer than we really wanted or needed to, and for what? Like, it didn't get us anywhere. We didn't gain anything from it. So, yeah, like, I think you need to be able to know with your partner, like, where that line is. Like, okay, we're not getting anywhere. This is not our thing. Let's just call it, you know, like you tried. That's great. But not every day is going to be like a winning success. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Last
26,
but certainly not least.
Woo-hoo.
Prioritize your primary relationship.
Oh, yes.
Another common theme that we have continually reinforced throughout the episodes. So make 2026 the year where the lifestyle is the supplement, not the substance. If your primary relationship is the sun, the lifestyle should be the planets orbiting, never the other way around.
Oh, I love a good space reference.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. And maybe more for the newbies, because I feel like you get into the lifestyle and it's all really like fun and exciting and new and fresh and like, oh my God, what's going to happen? And like, maybe you might lose track of this a little bit. But friendly reminder, whether you're new, old, in between, prioritize that primary relationship. All right, friends, what do you think? Those 26 ideas to get you through the new year with swinging success. Take some time to reflect on where you want your lifestyle journey to go. Communicate your ideas and your fantasies. You never know, your partner might be intrigued with your desires and fantasies. Set your expectations early on how you want your 2026 to live out in the lifestyle. Develop your plans, talk to people, get outside your bubble, and you can broaden your lifestyle tribe.
Well said. Way to wrap it up, Kenzie.
Cool.
Seriously, perfectly said, Kenzie. Way to wrap it up. Before we get into the sexy going deep segment, though, we're going to take a quick break to hear from one of our partners.
Woo!
We're excited to be partnering with Shivers and Love Your Alternative Wellness for Women to offer our listeners exposure to hemp-based gummies for all of your daily and sexual needs. Shivers offers a female and male line of THC-derived gummies to help increase your sensuality, euphoria, and sensitivity at playtime. Shivers also has a women-focused, women-derived line of gummies called Love Your Alternative Wellness. These gummies include Hustle to help increase energy and focus without all of those jittery effects, Slumber to help you obtain fulfilling beauty rest, and Libido, which are their sexual goddess gummies to help boost your sexuality, increase sensation, and intensify your climax during play. Libido has minimal amounts of hemp-derived THC and CBD, so it's a great option for those who are sensitive to THC, as three of the Libido gummies would actually equal one of the female Shivers gummies. Visit shivers.store to make your purchase and enter code FWAT for 10% off your order. Link in show notes and on our website.
All right, friends, we are back for our Going Deep segment. This episode is courtesy of Miss Madison, and she has teased this story at least twice, if not thrice. And I cannot wait to hear about how this all came to be and how it worked. And I feel like I'm going to have a million questions.
Oh, boy.
So let's go, Madison. Give us your sexy going deep story.
All right. I'm going to do my best here. All right. So this story, yes, it includes my first DVP, double vaginal penetration with cocks. while at Temptation Resort in Cancun, Mexico.
So Olé.
We were on vacation, Barry and I, with our friends, and this was our last night of vacation. And just to set the scene, the theme that night was this galactic neon glow type of theme.
Okay.
Doesn't add too much to the story, except for the fact that because it was glow night, I had a light up butt plug in. Which was a hit. I loved.
There
was
as one does.
There was this one older bartender. I'd like bend over and shake my ass back and forth. I perfected that move. And he would jokingly like stare and untie his pants. And adorable. So
Was it like multicolor? Was it one solid color? Did it flash?
It slowly changed between colors just on its own. And it was very bright. Like it literally looked like I had a projector on the floor below me.
Like a Christmas tree.
It was great. Yes.
Madison's mood light.
Yeah. I have some notes here. And later I'm like, I kept telling people like, follow the light for a good time. And I'd just bend over. So
nice.
That was my pickup line.
Good. That's a good one. All right. Where did you get this butt plug? Because people are going to want to go buy one.
I actually got it as a gift from our friends. I'm pretty sure it was from Amazon.
All right. I mean, you can get anything on Amazon.
Basically.
So just but it start was there.
Fucking powerful. Like, seriously, the brightest light butt plug I've ever had.
Like, could you have watched a movie on your butt
yeah,
plug?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. All right. So there you are. Temptation anyway. With a butt plug.
rewind. Here we go. So skipping past all that fun, we finished our dancing fun at Bash, which again is like the nightclub at Temptation Resort. All that's going on. It's probably, I don't know, midnight or something at this point. And we went up to our friend Eric and Samantha's room for sexy time.
Ooh.
And everyone was feeling really happy, horny, and just like in such a great mood, as we did every night. Like, we were just having a fucking great time, letting loose on vacation. Drinks were flowing throughout the evening. So again, just in case you haven't heard in the past, Eric and Samantha, real quickly, she's this short, petite brunette, just beautiful brown hair, slim body, perfect curves, pierced nipples, all neat and tidy and tight in all the good places. He is about, you all don't know me, but about my height, shaved head, no hair in his head. I don't know. I have a thing for bald guys. So no worries, Barry, when you lose all your hair. I don't know. I'm into it. But anyway, he's fit, muscular, tan. Honestly, they're just a freaking beautiful, sexy couple. They very well complement each other, if that helps set any sort of scene for you. So we went up to their room, and it started with Samantha and I kissing on each other on their bed. What we did every night, though, is they brought one of their projectors for the ceiling. We always played like mood music, had the lights dimmed. So sorry, I didn't want to miss any of that setting of the scene. But her and I started kissing each other on the bed. We were still in our outfits. I think we were half like taking our glow outfits off. I had this like netted pink outfit on. I still had my butt plug in. So the moon was set. It was dark lighting, the projection on the ceiling, music playing. It was great.
Wait, what's on the ceiling? Is it lights or stars?
They have a projector like we do with the aurora and like the lights on the moon and stuff. So it just kind of sets the mood nicely. Samantha and I started kissing on the bed, kissing each other. And we asked the guys to take some photos and videos of us, which were super hot to watch back. And because it was like a deep, dark room, like we had all the lights off except for the projector and my ass. My ass was like the guiding light.
The North Star.
It all comes back. Yeah, it's full circle here. So, no, it's funny because as I went down and started eating Samantha out, like the videos and the photos looking back at it, it's just like this projecting bright fucking light from my ass, from the from the butt plug. It's hilarious but sexy, I promise.
Did you toss her salad?
I probably did a little bit this night. I don't recall specifically because, you know, it was a haze. It was the last night, okay?
All right. We're going to go with it.
I do remember, like, I love enjoying her because her pussy's just so smooth and clean and tightly packed. I think you said, like, a suitcase in one of your descriptions of somebody. Like, she's just like that. It's just easy, fun to enjoy her and just so fun to play with. So I enjoyed doing that for a while. And then we alternated. She then pleased me with her mouth, which was super fucking awesome.
With your butt plug still in?
Yes, it was still in at this point.
Good.
And then actually with the butt plug in still, her and I had some intense scissoring. Well, at this point we were fully naked. So we took our outfits off from the night.
Did you rip them off?
No, we didn't this time. We just took them off, left the butt plug in. And I just fucking love this feeling of like pressure being placed on my clit and my pussy overall. So like her pushing against me and grinding up against each other just felt so fucking good. So I think everyone can picture scissoring, but like I felt like I was the lazy one. I was laying down on the bed and she was kind of more on top, like holding my leg and doing more of the grinding, but it was fucking phenomenal. So, I mean, naturally at this point, the guys wanted to join in because they were just watching it and I felt like they couldn't take it anymore at this point. So we both started to play with the other person's partner. It progressed from oral to full on fucking the other person. And then I was surprised because all of a sudden my guy Barry whispers to Samantha about seeing if I, Madison, wanted to try DVP. Like they were scheming on the side. And then Samantha, like I remember seeing this like in my peripheral. So she looked like she got all excited. She's honestly like the best girls girl and hype girl and was all for anything that makes anyone happy. So her and Barry took a break from their play and asked me if I was ready to try DVP. Because we had talked about this in prior play sessions. It just never came to fruition. So to be honest, because I feel so safe with everyone involved in this situation. That night, like the four of us there, I didn't really hesitate and I pretty quickly said, yes, I will do this.
Has so, Samantha done DVB?
Actually, yeah, I was going to mention later that she had done this before. So she was a pretty good coach
and
support person for all of this. So just to like relax a little bit, because it's a lot to take at once. She had some tequila by the bed and gave me a shot, helped me relax. I was just like, yes, I'll take anything. Yeah, I took
Mexican Madison took a tequila shot.
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
I did it.
Shit.
And I enjoyed it because I didn't care. I just wanted to have fun. And it was freaking amazing. So I did it. We're all ready. Like everyone's on the same page. Eric, her partner, laid on his back on the bed. I got on top of his cock facing him while also being like slightly bent over closer to his chest. I hope I'm describing this the way you can.
So you're kind of like chest to chest with Eric.
Almost. Just about.
Okay.
I'm not like fully laying on him, but yeah, I'm at a nice enough angle.
Okay, got it. Got it.
Barry then came from behind me. Had to, like, I know, like, the guys have to touch each other a little bit. Yeah, he had to straddle him a little bit. And me came from behind me.
And that's some good hip mobility, Barry.
Yeah. Thank God he's been working out and stretching a lot. No, but seriously, after a nice deep breath, I let Barry slowly slide inside my pussy. And I did it. Like, I accommodated it. I don't even know how. I honestly thought back about how did my pussy stretch enough to accommodate both of them at once so easily. I don't know. It's probably just the vibe, the tequila, the atmosphere, the people. I don't know. It just worked. And I actually had a little PTSD, I feel like, afterwards. Like, I kept thinking about, like, oh my God, what if things ripped and this and that? And I won't get into that because that's not sexy. But I had a freak out afterwards, like, holy shit, I did that. But yeah, it worked. And it was a lot. So I asked Eric to just kind of like stay still. I was like, don't move. And he wrapped his arms around me, like hugging me, like a bear hug, while I pretty much just let Barry control the rhythm because I didn't know how to move. It was just so intense.
Yeah, yeah.
Holy fuck. Like, I never thought this was something that I could do. And I did it. And bless her freaking heart, Samantha was laying to the side of us, just like smiling, coaching me, telling me to breathe, she took a video for me. I mean, you can't really tell what's happening because like of the angle she took it from, but still, it's a memory that I will have forever. And it seemed like she was pretty turned on by it too, which I thought was amazing, because you don't ever really want someone to feel left out in a situation or any type of lifestyle situation.
Sure.
So the DVP lasted for a little bit. And then we stopped so I could freaking catch my breath. Like, my whole body was tingling from head to toe due to the orgasm. Seriously, it took us several minutes for the tingling. You know, like when your foot falls asleep or whatever? Like, I felt that through my entire body. So we finished and I laid on my back in pure bliss on the bed. And that was our final night together. Probably lasted till about 5:30, and we had to leave on our transportation at 9 a.m. So
awesome.
We really pushed it to the limit. But I don't know. I didn't think I could ever accommodate something like that. But it really goes to speak that if you meet people that you're comfortable with and you know they're not going to force anything on you, and they took it at my speed and were cheering me on, as stupid as it sounds, like, oh my God, it was amazing. The most intense pleasure and like orgasm I've ever felt. So.
So you now have done DVP as well as DP. Do you have a preference of one over the other?
I don't know. Maybe with any other people, DP, I'd be more likely to try.
Yeah.
But with people that I've played with before and trust and who have done it before, like them again, I'd prefer probably DVP.
Okay.
So I don't know. I guess... Go ahead.
Is that on the 2026 list? Like, let's do more DVP?
I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to it. I don't think I need it. I don't think it'll make or break my year. But yeah, I would definitely do it again.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Would you? Wait, you've done.
No.
No.
I can't fathom.
Right? Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And honestly, thinking about it later, I got freaked out about all that was in there. I know people have babies and shit. Like, this is, I know it's not that big a deal, but it kind of freaked me out for a little bit afterwards. Yeah. But No, I'd recommend if you're comfortable with the people and feel safe. Yes.
Would do again. 10 yeah. out of 10.
Sure. I'm ready right now.
Life lessons. Life lessons from Madison.
So that's that. Yeah. What happens in Mexico? I guess doesn't stay in Mexico.
Nope. Ends up on a podcast. Thankfully for all of us to hear that amazing story. Thank you, Madison, for sharing that. Thank you, Barry and Samantha and Eric, for making all that happen so that we can hear about it and live vicariously through Madison.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yay. All right. Thank you, Madison. So that is it, friends. Episode 72 in the books. Thank you for being with us and hearing all of our fun frivolity. We want to hear from you, as always. Let us know what you think of the new format now that you've heard part 1 and 2 here for the month. Connect with us on X and Instagram at @FWAT_podcast, or you can always email us at friendswithatwist@yahoo.com. Feel free to leave a review wherever you listen to this podcast. And if you like us, share us with your friends. And that's it. Until next time, friends, get out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah.